What were the offices he held?
He was, first he was representative, I believe.
State representative?
State representative to Atlanta. And, now Elva could tell you more about this. I don't remember that much. But I know he was running against old Charlie Stewart. And so the election day was over. Well, they just locked it up in the clerk's office and all went home to sleep and count the votes the next day. Next morning when they went out there to count the votes, the ballot box had been stolen. Charlie Stewart sold the ballot box. Well, they had to hold another whole election, you know. So they had the sheriff to sit with the box all night that night, and they counted the votes, and Jim won. And so, anyway, he went away to the legislature, and he tried to come home on weekends, if he could. One weekend he came home, and the only train through here was what we call the Dixie Flyer. It came through at 4 o'clock in the morning. Unless someone was here with a torch to wave it down, it did not stop. And Lilla didn't know he was coming. And so it slowed down slightly for the crossings up there at the depot. And when it got there in the road, he just threw his suitcase off and jumped after it, off the train. And he got up and brushed himself off and and went on to the house. A little bit scratched here and there, but none the worse for wear. That's his way of doing. He didn't want about to go on the way crossing and come back the next morning, so he just jumped off in Pearson.
And the train moving.
Yeah, and the train just going on through, you know, chuck-a-look, an old steam thing. And he walked in and woke Lilla up, and she says, "What in the world?" There, his face was all scratched, you know, and his arm and his coat torn and so on. Where he jumped off the train and hit the rocks around the depot, you know. And so, oh, he was quite a man, I'll tell you. And his brother Parley was an alcoholic. I mean, he would get so drunk. And so was his brother-in-law, Aunt Matt's husband, Charlie Davis. And, well, Charlie Davis wasn't much good to start with. But he would get so drunk, and he came in Jim's store one Saturday.
Charlie
did, and he was so abusive and talking so ugly until Jim picked up an axe handle and just whacked him side of the head and knocked him out. "Well," he says, "I reckon I've killed you, but it serves you right." So he sashayed back and he walked just like Evadel, exactly. Got a bucket of water and dashed it in his face, and he came too. So there he was, wet all over. So he picked him up and took him in the back and says, "Take off your clothes, Charlie." So he had him stripped to the bottom. He got him clean underwear and new shoes and a new suit and shirt and everything, and a set a hat on his head, and brushed him off. Says, "Now get out of here." And he'd do Uncle Parley the same way.
What was all that about Uncle Parley down at the mill pond?
Well, Uncle Parley was drunk, and he'd been drunk for weeks and weeks, and he was very abusive to Aunt Donna and his 10 children, and they were frightened of him. And he came home drunk, and he finally passed out on the bed. She got him to bed. So she politely pulled that homespun sheet around him, took a needle and thread, and sewed him in that thing like a mummy from neck to feet, and turned him over, took a slat out from under the mattress, and beat him almost to death while she had him tied up, sewn up the sheet. Just beat him from one end to the other, all over. The blood was coming through the sheet.
Wasn't he too drunk to know?
Huh?
Imagine she waked him up when she started.
Yeah. Oh,
he didn't beat her anymore, did he?
No, he didn't drink anymore either. That stopped it. That stopped it right there.
I think that's where the family saying comes from. He'll have to go to sleep sometime.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Aunt Donna sewed up Uncle Parley in the sheet and beat him near to death. He had run her and the children off. He'd lock them out of the house at night. They'd spend the night outside in the cold. Mm-hmm. No place to go.
Jim White would always
go to... while he was drunk.
Jim White would always visit his mother every Sunday afternoon. He'd get all the young'uns dressed in the morning and Lilla was busy with the babies, and there's a bunch of bird dogs lying around the fire, of course. And they'd all put them all to Sunday school. He'd carry the baby in his arms, and here they went to Sunday school and church. Well, after they came home and had their dinner and everything, they'd go to our house one Sunday, and Grandma White's the next.